rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
They shall plant vineyards and eat of their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children in calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In many colored robes, the king's daughter is led to the king, with her virgin companions following behind her.
With joy and gladness they are led along as they enter the palace of the king.
The epistle is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now concerning the times of the season, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like the thief of the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then some destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman. And they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober. Having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for the helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For the foolish took their lamps. They took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here comes the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there was not enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.' This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
You shall have
no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
I
believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our Lord has much to teach us in this parable of the ten virgins. The difference between the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins has nothing to do with intelligence. We know nothing about their IQs or the ability of the girls in our Lord's story to calculate math formulas or to wax eloquently about philosophy. The difference between the two groups has nothing to do with wealth, race, age, or being from the right families, schools, or social circles. We don't even know whether or not the girls are morally upright or if they have a bad reputation. We know nothing of their past. In fact, other than their state of wisdom and folly, we don't know much about them at all. All that our Lord says is that five of them were foolish and five were wise. Using the foil of a tale of a wedding feast, our Lord teaches us about the necessity of wisdom in matters of the kingdom of heaven, especially when it concerns the end times and the Lord's return. He teaches us the terrible consequences of spiritual foolishness. He implores us to watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour of his glorious return and the end of the age. For the kingdom of God is open to all, but not all enter it. The kingdom of God offers universal forgiveness, but not all receive it. The kingdom of God is eternal, but not all find it in time. Dear brothers and sisters, time is fleeting. It gets shorter every hour, every day, every year, and every century. We are in the last days, and the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. On that final day, it will not matter how much you know about the Bible. It will matter whether you believe it. It will not matter how many sins you have committed. It will matter if you have received forgiveness. It will not matter if you have everything you want in this life. It will matter whether you have all you need for eternity. All that has ever mattered matters now and will matter for eternity, is whether or not we are prepared like the wise virgins in our blessed Lord's parable. The wise virgins, the children of light, the ones who do not doze their way through this life, spiritually snoring and dreaming of fantasies and worldly gain, the ones who are instead soberly vigilant and prepared, they will hear the cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out and meet him." They will experience the marriage feast and will see with their own eyes and no other. The new heavens and the new earth, they shall be glad and rejoice forever, without weeping, without death, without anxiety, pain, hunger, or fear. They shall see the wonder of the wolf and the lamb grazing together as God intended from the beginning of creation, a world without predator and prey, but rather peaceful perfection. The foolish maidens, by contrast, those who prefer the cover of darkness, those with the self-delusion of peace and security, they who squander their opportunity to prepare for the kingdom of heaven, opting instead for idleness and procrastination and a preoccupation with the temporary kingdom of this fallen world, they will instead see a closed door and hear the tragic words, "I do not know you," echoing through their consciousness for eternity. And we who continue to wait and struggle in this fallen, temporal, sin-soaked, and corruption-laden existence do not know when the Lord will return to rescue us from this body of death. And so we must wait. But, dear friends, we do not wait with trepidation and fear, in anxiety and doubt, ill-prepared and wasting our time. For the Lord has not abandoned us. He is not leaving us to find our own way. He came into our world to save sinners, to shed his blood in place of ours, to win salvation for us and save us, to prepare us for the new heaven and the new earth, to escort us to the heavenly realms, not on the illusion of our works, which would be the delusion of the foolish virgins, but rather literally borne by the wings of angels under the protection of the Lord's grace and mercy, which is the very preparation of the wise virgins. He has prepared us by his atoning cross, through his glorious resurrection, and by means of his creation-bearing word, even giving us, unworthy sinners, a peek into the wedding feast itself, in participation in the Holy Sacrament, preparing us with the forgiveness of sins and the bolstering of our faith. For once again, your preparation to enter the kingdom of heaven does not lie in impressing others with your knowledge of the Bible, your sterling reputation, your ability to wow others with your personality, your piety, your fame, your fortune, nor the names you can draw. For many a foolish virgin will rely on such ultimately shallow things and will be shocked to find the door slammed shut. No, dear brothers and sisters, our preparation for the coming of the bridegroom is elsewhere, and thanks be to God that it is. Our preparation is found in the oil of forgiveness and the trimmed lamp of faith. Our wisdom is in being dependent not on what we can do and what we know, but rather on what Jesus has done and upon what we believe. Many times our Lord told people, "Your faith has made you well." The difference between the wise and the foolish virgins is this, dear friends, faith. Intellect says that Jesus died on the cross. Even the demons say the same and shudder. But faith adds this to the confession that makes all the difference. Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins. Logic says, good people go to heaven, and Satan is eager to say the same thing. But faith reminds us that Jesus is the source of all goodness and is the judge of who is good, and that this righteousness is his, and it is given to us as a gift. And if you are afraid, take comfort. As the psalmist says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is the wise person, not the foolish one, who cares about eternity and considers the return of the bridegroom. The wise think on these things and trust Jesus. The foolish do not give such matters any thought. Those who are wise, who hear the word of God, who take it to heart, who repent, who confess, who receive the gifts, who cling to the promise with all of Christ's might. They are the wise virgins, and they can look forward to the return of the bridegroom with anticipation and with joy, marking the passing of each minute, each day, each year, content that we are just that much closer to the great feast that will never end, confident that we are well prepared and filled with thanksgiving for what has been given us in faith. Go in peace, wisely putting your trust in Christ, being prepared to meet the bridegroom upon his imminent return. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our hearts and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult and or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Ralph Bolt, Joan Birch, Connie Cook, Marion Greening, Vivian Strom, Marlene Wiltshire, Dick Weiser, Bruce Bebo, Donna Bebo, Charlotte Dargy, Joyce Kohler, Ella Shaw, Dorothy Weiser, Corrine Ellenbass, Tom Ellenbass, Eric Lovejoy, Jessica Updegraff, Scott McCollum, Joan Martins, Landon Culp, Connie Glazer, Charles Shaw, Christy Truesdell, Margaret Doobie, Lloyd and Lyle Doobie, Maxine Culp, Phil Warsup, Lee Gee, Orly Bailey, Sherry Schaub, and Joseph Tulk. For Matt Baughman, Stephanie Bridges, Derek Brown, Dustin Majeski, Johnny Pease, April Rouser, and Christopher Schaub, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, absolve your people from their offenses, that from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our own frailty we have brought upon ourselves, we may be delivered by your bountiful goodness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank
you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
Come on.